Now to close up. Fairfax Agricultural Media's Canberra Bureau Chief Colin Bettles now has our regular roundup of the week in politics.
This week, Nationals leader Warren Truss gave his strongest indication yet that Deputy Barnaby Joyce will replace him. What's the talk in Canberra at the moment?
Well, all eyes are on Warren to see what he is actually going to do. He hasn't said either way whether he's staying or going. So, and from that point of view, I think everyone inside the party is really waiting for him to come out and make a statement. And a lot of the speculation is around when that is going to happen. And some people think it could be before Parliament starts in early February, when the Nats first gather to start the year off and talk strategy. Or it could be he's got a couple of infrastructure projects that he does want to, major ones for the bush that he wants to see through to the end before he makes any statement or before he steps down and goes to the backbenches. So that's the sort of heavy speculation that's been ongoing for a while now. But even though he was acting Prime Minister this week and faced the media a lot, he still was quite coy on what he's actually going to do.
Of course, if he was to announce his retirement in the next few weeks, it wouldn't be up to him, though, would it, of who his replacement would be?
No, well, Barnaby's deputy leader at the moment, and most of the bookies have him at short odds to be the next leader. But quite simply, they have a meeting, and if he announces that he's stepping down, then the room itself will work out who the next leader is. It's not an automatic transition. The deputy doesn't simply just become leader. They would probably spill all positions, and you'd obviously have a new deputy. There's some talk that possibly they might do what the Greens have done and have two co-deputies. That's unlikely, but it is a possibility, and then they would have things like the leader in the Senate, whips and that sort of thing. So I think you'd have a new leadership look to match the situation, and it's going to be very interesting to see who puts their hand up to challenge, given the sort of speculation that's been going on for a few months or a fair while around Barnaby Joyce's credentials.
And we're also starting to find out more about Country Minded as well, and another rural-based political force.
Yeah, well, we put the story first out there in December 2014 that they were going to set up a new political organisation, which had a different name then, to try and challenge basically what they thought was the Nats' traditional grip on rural voters or the coalition itself. So it's been inching along since then, and Pete Mailer, who's one of the founders and key operators behind the organisation, who was chairman of Grain Producers Australia, this week he confirmed that they'd passed the 500 signatures required to get formal registration with the Australian Electoral Commission. So he's going to make that lodge that submission with the AEC in coming days, having ratified the list. And then it will take a couple of months to get a response from the AEC. But their processes are advancing in terms of setting themselves up and gaining more credibility and then deciding which seats they're going to run in rural areas and possibly in the Senate exactly where. So I can't see them having broad national reach for now, but their starting point will obviously probably be in northern New South Wales and Queensland in a couple of key target seats, and probably the Senate in New South Wales and maybe Queensland, and then see how they go and if they can grow from there.